Let go forward, Barry.
Aye, aye, Mush.
Let go aft, Tim.
Aye, aye, Squire.
Dennis.
Aye, aye, Conger.
Dennis, what are you doing?
I'm casting off.
Well, put your knitting down and help get the yacht underway.
Yacht, dear listener. Hello, Eric. Yacht, you may be saying. Oh, you may be falling asleep in the bread and butter pudding.
Is this some new prank of the aging funsters you're asking? Or are they really putting to sea?
Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta! We are proud to announce that this edition of Hello Cheeky is coming to you live from the luxury yacht Monarch of Canvey Island.
Owned by business tycoon and dodgy swine, Edgar Schneid.
I heard that.
Just giving you a plug, Edgar.
Why?
There's a hole in the bottom of the boat.
Edgar has invited us aboard to mingle with his guests and amuse them with our badinage and repartees.
Look, our due is a concert party. Either get on with it or... Oh.
Please yourself.
Hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky. Hello. Hello. Achtung, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky.
Hello.
Hello.
Bring back Lady Mitchell.
Nigel Pimster here, gossip columnist, egomaniac, and the longest nose in Fleet Street. Millionaire Edgar Schneid's yacht left today for a luxury cruise around the Isle of Dogs. Amongst those not on board are Steve McQueen, Princess Anne, and the Burtons. Among those on board are a Soho queen, Princess Anne's horse, and a man in a Burton suit. Watch this space for further revelations.
I'm glad we've got some gossip columnists on board.
Why?
Keep an eye on them. If they leave, the ship's sinking.
Yeah. Never mind all this chatting. Why don't you do one of them heretofores or whereupons?
You mean meanwhiles, Edgar?
Oh, please yourself. Come on, everybody. Concert party are going to do a joke.
Oh, lovely. Can I feed them a biscuit?
Who do you think you are?
The chief stoker, so watch it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, on a turkey farm in Dorset.
I tell you, George, the government have drove me out of business.
What are you going to do?
Open a Dorset farm in Turkey.
Lavish. Lavish. That's the best you can do is a life jacket.
No, Edgar, they get better. Listen, meanwhile, in a village post office, just next to the sign saying second class post £4.
Excuse me, if I post this now, will it be in Manchester by Friday?
Oh, yes.
Thought it would. It's addressed to Portsmouth.
We've got a naval tradition in our family.
How do you mean?
We've all got navels.
I come from a very old family.
Really?
Yeah, my father was 64 when he was born.
Oh, that's silly.
Isn't that where Harold Wilson used to live?
No, that's 10 Downing Street. I'm going there next week.
To a reception?
No, things are a bit tight. Jim's taking in lodgers.
Oh.
And now, for those of you who listen to this programme, to improve your minds...
I can't go on with that.
Give it here. And now, for those of you who listen to this programme to improve... I can't do neither.
Oh, dear. Another in our occasional series, Condensed Classics.
Mr. Mellors, what you doing tonight? I'll be in the shrubbery and feeling just right.
What was that?
Lady Chatterley's Lover by Sid Lawrence.
Hi, fans. Dennis, a life on the ocean wave, a life on the ocean wave, a life on the ocean wave, a life on the ocean wave. King here.
Where have you been, Dennis?
I've just been up on deck stretching my legs.
It hasn't worked, has it?
What do you think of this job?
Not much. Three of us in one cabin with a ship's cat.
You should complain. They're towing me behind on the piano.
Excuse me, are you the entertainer? I walk barefoot on a bed of nails.
You want us to give you a spot on the show?
No, I want some bandages. My feet are bleeding like mad.
Excuse me, who are you?
Surely you have heard of the Raja of Mahaj Mahal.
Is that you?
No, it's a restaurant I own in Fulham. Anytime you're passing... Keep going, the food is terrible.
I must say, I'm quite enjoying myself being afloat. The fresh air, the sound of the waves, the seagulls. Oh, no, look at that.
Oh, I suppose that's why they call it a mess jacket.
We interrupt this cruise to take you back to the studio for a news flash.
Here is a news flash. Oh, those damn seagulls. The War Office announced today that due to cuts in expenditure, the Guard of Honour at the Queen's birthday this year would be the 12th Aylesbury Cubs. And now here is an interview with the Cubmaster, Sidney Woggle.
Mr. Woggle, this is rather exciting news. Do you have any special plans for the ceremony?
Well, after the parade, we're hoping to teach the Queen to run a mile in 7 minutes, learn to tie her own shoelaces, and start a fire by rubbing Prince Philip together. After that, she will have to take an oath swearing to defend the Queen.
But she is the Queen.
Well, that'll make it easier for her, won't it? She'll be there all the time. The rest of us have to come from Aylesbury.
Apart from that, Mr. Woggle, will this affect your future in any way?
Well, hence to forward, I shall be dib-dib-dibbing and dob-dob-dobbing by royal appointment.
Well, don't do it in here. We've just had the place cleaned. And with that, back to Hello Cheeky, who are at the Captain's cocktail party.
I say, you do this Hello Cheeky thing every Sunday, don't you?
Yes.
What do you do the rest of the week?
Apologise. And now, a special foam hint for the nautical handyman.
How to pinpoint your exact position using only a 2p piece.
Phone up the AA and ask where the hell you are.
I used to be an AA man on the beach at Brighton.
How do you mean?
I used to go around after dark saying to couples, hey, 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 hey.
Stranger than truth. Did you know that England's largest jockey, Jim Flood, was 6'6" and weighed 19 stone? He did win one race, but was disqualified for carrying the horse.
Come on, you lot, the party's going a bit flat. Let's have a quiz. Two teams. Ladies over there and gentlemen over here.
Where shall I go?
I should stay there, love. If you know the answer, shout out. If you don't, pass it on to another member of your team. If they don't know, it goes to the other team. If nobody knows, we ask the little puff in the middle.
First question, who invented the Morse code?
Samuel Morse.
Correct. Second question, what is the Morse signal for distress?
SOS.
Correct. Third question, why is our wireless operator sending it?
Ah!
Oi, bayonet of expressions. We've run aground.
Oh! Where are we?
Treen.
That's 40 miles inland.
I can afford not to do things by half.
Don't worry, I'll slip over the side and swim for help. There's no water.
God, we're stranded.
What are we going to do?
Don't worry, sir. We'll hold our breath and walk.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now going to throw a brick at a plate glass window, and we'll be back after the break.
Excuse me, sir. Did you order the 2 eggs on toast with beans?
Yes.
Sorry, you've had to wait. This is a shoe shop.
What? In that case, I'd like to speak to the manager.
Hello, dear.
Oh, you again. I thought you ran a restaurant.
No, I ran aground.
Oh. Is this your shoe shop, then?
Oh, yes, indeed. I am a man of great versatility and a short duty.
We can see that.
While you're here, would you like to partake of the hush puppy curry with sweet poppadom?
No, no, no. Indian food always disagrees with me.
Really? In that case, how about a highly spiced meanwhile?
I'll have a meanwhile.
Very well. Meanwhile, in a village remote from Bombay, under the shade of a coolibar tree.
That's Australia.
I said it was remote from Bombay.
Matilda?
Yes, Mother?
What are you doing down by that billabong?
Talking to this swag man.
Come away at once.
Can't I even wait till his billy balls?
Don't be a silly girl. That's why I had to marry your father.
Ah!
Here is another newsflash. At a charity ball yesterday, a dinner suit belonging to Ronnie Corbett was auctioned off. The auctioneer later said he let it go for a small figure.
I resent these jokes about small people, and to vent my spleen, I shall now play a 12-foot-high piano.
Ah.
With great difficulty. Up, up, and away!
I'm walking up the motorway to happiness. I'm walking up the motorway to you. Though I went and lost my map when I stopped at Watford Gap to have a cup of tea and use the loo. Still, I'm walking up the motorway to happiness. And I give a happy wave to every car. And I'm going to say I'm sorry to the driver of this lorry who is thundering towards me and is...
I think my MP's coming round in favour of capital punishment.
Why'd you say that?
He hanged his wife yesterday.
Oh, I was going to lobby my MP last week, but I didn't know how to do it. I've heard he quite enjoys it, though.
While we're on the subject, I'm going to give my MP a piece of my mind.
Has he upset you?
No, he just seems a bit short.
Stranger than truth. Did you know that in 1517, after Martin Luther had nailed his articles to the door, his first words were... Meanwhile, in a doctor's surgery where happiness is a warm stethoscope.
Right, Mr. Huffin, the doctor will see you now.
Eins, zwei, drei.
Scratch.
Eins, zwei, drei.
Scratch.
Oh, dear, another case of German measles. Right, Mr. Huffin, put on this ointment 3 times a day and on no account invade Poland. Actually, you should have stayed in bed. Why have you come here?
I was only obeying orders.
Next.
Doctor, my bra's too tight.
Well, get it off your chair.
And the next bit's been cut. So here is a very old recording of the anthem especially composed for the coronation of Charlemagne as Holy Roman Emperor.
Charlemagne.
We would like to thank the Harry Revierovitz Museum of Silly Recordings for that recording.
Hello. Look, a day other than 74. Well, Rusty, from a complete obscurity a month ago, you're now surrounded by thousands of screaming girls. Ladies and
gentlemen... Before the Archbishop of Canterbury, you might have mentioned his show at the Glasgow Empire.
Oh, sorry, who's that speaking?
Fifi and her dancing doves. Oh, don't do that. Oh, I'll ring you back.
Hold your hand out, naughty boy. That'll be £5, dearie. Same time next week.
Thank you.
The part of Dingo in that last sketch was played by a cabinet minister who prefers to remain anonymous.
Speaking of cabinet ministers and other extremely silly people, had terrible trouble with the wife's mother over Christmas.
What happened?
Couldn't get her in the oven.
Oh, really?
No, even before that, if I went anywhere near her with the sage and onions, she went potty.
I'm developing an attachment for the wife's mother. It fits over her mouth.
Meanwhile, at a well-known academy of music in A flat...
Professor! Just listen to my latest pupil. It's incredible.
What's incredible about that?
He was whistling.
Ian, come on, you three. You've got to finish the cabaret.
Edgar, how can you bring a yacht into the studio?
I'm a personal friend of the Director General. Straight down the stateroom. My wife's celebrating her 21st birthday. 19 years too late.
Really, she looks very good on it.
Cost enough. Last time she went to plastic surgeon, he couldn't lift her face anymore. He had to hold it still and drop the rest of her. Avast, Captain!
What is it, Titface?
Set sail for Oxford Circus.
There's no water between here and Oxford Circus.
He won't care. He's a Salvation Army captain.
Here is a news flash. The Prime Minister today signed a trade agreement under which Russia will sell Britain corn at 14p a ton. He's now hoping like hell that Russia will sign it.
And now... here is a little-known recording of Barbara Cartland singing, If They Asked Me, I Could Write a Book, and Even If They Don't, I Will Anyway.
If you need a tonic and you're craving a smile, and you need relief if only just for a while, go and see the guy who's really making a pile. He's a king who don't wear a crown. He's the honky-tonk chemist from Harlow Newtown. He dispenses daily with a real boogie beat. He's got pills for headaches and for mouse's good feet. He can make hot liver or turn into a treat. He's the pharmacist for your frown. He's the honky-tonk chemist from Harlow Newtown. Set of parts or a nice bit of chocolate. When a customer comes in, who wear to see his dark late. He can work a miracle without any fuss. He can make you run an item fee for a bus. If you need supporting, he's the guy with the trust. Find he won't let you down. He's the honky-tonk chemist from Harlow Newtown.
Thank you, friends. Most sincerely, that was Alma Clark from a North Sea oil rig with her paper tearing. And now here's the next act while she clears up the mess. All the way from sunny Sussex by the sea, here are six young ladies from Rodian School, heavily disguised as Timbrook Taylor, to tell us a joke. So for those six young ladies from up there in Rodian, opportunity knocks.
Once there were two rabbits. Now there are millions of them.
And the old clapometer shows minus three there, so I think I'll go and put some antifreeze in my car. While I'm gone, here's Charlie Ferret with his performing meanwhile.
Meanwhile? Not now, madam, afterwards. Meanwhile, in an antique shop, just behind the assistant with dry rot.
Have you got a rosewood Chippendale chair, circa 1770, with fluted legs, wing backs, covered in green and white brocade in a floral pattern?
I'm not sure, sir. Why?
I'm dying to sit down. My feet are killing me.
Meanwhile, back on Edgar's yacht.
Bridge to engine room, bridge to engine room. Can you reverse?
Of course I can, skipper.
Well, come up and dance with the wife. She's driving me mad.
Nice, everyone. The next spot prize goes to the first gentleman to give me a lady's shoe, size 7.
Here you are, squire.
You might have taken it off at first. What's your name, little lady?
I am not your little lady. I am, in fact, Nigel Pimster in disguise, and I'm going to make some startling disclosures.
You certainly are. The zip on your frock's broken.
Seen last night at the Pregnant Hamster, London's newest nightery, Michael Parkinson waltzing with George Best. Is it the real thing, or are they just good business partners? Handsome jet-set leader Count Gustav von Klutsch was host last night to a party of 8 at Hammersmith Palais. Wasn't much fun as it was closed. I'll be back later.
Not if I can help it.
Nigel Pimster can now be seen drowning outside the Golden Egg in Lower Regent Street. Go and watch it. It's a lot of fun.
And now,
we on Hello Cheeky have never gone in for horror.
I wouldn't say that.
Don't encourage them. Stories of man-made monsters and the land of the living dead, we have until now left to crossroads.
But tonight, we've decided to give it a whirl. So, combining the best of Edgar Allan Poe and Chambers' dictionary, we're going at it like a bull in a china shop.
As all listeners of a nervous disposition gave up this program years ago, we won't bother with a warning. Just go straight ahead with... Count Backwards and His House of Horrors.
The scene is... Transylvestia.
How do you spell that?
Well, it's... two... and a... with a diphthong over the second.
That's funny. I always thought it was... before... except after...
Oh, I went to a finishing school in Cockfosters where they spelt it...
Do you mind?
Meanwhile, in Transylvestia, the fragile figure of a young French girl...
I'll bet that's me again.
He's tumbled. Stumbles through the rain-soaked forest. In a flash of lightning, she sees the silhouette of a forbidding edifice. She turns to flee on instinct, having forgotten her bicycle, and collides with a shadowy figure.
Mon Dieu! Oh. Who are you?
I am but a simple peasant, here to explain the plot to all these other simple peasants. Who are you?
I am a young servant girl come to work for Count Backwards at the castle.
Very well. Come with me.
He led her into a clump of bushes. Several minutes later, he led her out again, and they set out for the castle.
Not very pretty, is it? Decayed, crumbling, grim, some tiles missing. A relic of a bygone age.
So this is Barbara Castle.
I shall ring the bell for you.
You just did, in the bushes.
No. I mean on the door.
Have we got time?
Shut up. Oh. Once the bell has sounded, I will leave you.
But pourquoi, why?
It is a full moon. We are a superstitious people, and I have to come back playing somebody else in a minute. Here goes.
French Tart gets lost in Transylvestia.
Dull peasant does rude things in bushes.
Barbara Castle sues about name of building.
Good evening. I am the Countess Backwards. What a pretty, fragile little thing. You must be the new serving girl.
No, I am the dull peasant.
Oh.
I couldn't get away. I got my braces caught in the bell pull. see you over at the page.
Very well, I shall look forward to it. Come in, my dear. I was just making up a four for bridge. I'd made three of them, and I ran out of spare parts. You wouldn't like to lend me a hand, would you?
Do not touch me.
Yvette turned to flee, but her way was barred by a tall man in a black cloak.
This is my brother, Count Dracula.
Why does he talk like that?
He gets his fangs on the National Health.
You do, and I will give you a bunch of quench five.
You understood him that time, didn't you?
His mime was very explicit. Just look at these bruises.
Oh, you're cold and you're wet, my dear. Go and sit on the fire, and I'll introduce the family to you.
And on the conveyor belt tonight, a werewolf,
no.
A man-made monster, a set of matching zombies, a mummy.
Hello, dear, got clean pants on.
A mad, disfigured scientist who fell into a vat of acid while trying to discover the secret of eternal youth.
Mad, they all say I'm mad.
And the band of the Coldstream Guards.
All those you remember get to come into your room tonight and kick you to death.
I must get out of here. There is something not quite right.
How do you mean, my dear?
The second trombone was flat and one of the zombies did not match.
Pish tosh! My dear, we're just one big happy family. Let Uncle Dracula bite you in the neck and you'll be one of us.
Oh, damn these cheap teeth.
Now is my chance.
Igor, after her.
Okay, after you, miss.
That's not what I meant, Igor. Quick, all of you. She mustn't get to the village.
Her escape through the door cut off. Yvette looked round in desperation. There was a bar on each of the windows. She ran to one, ordered a gin, and tried to think of a plan.
Suddenly, a book she'd read as a child came back to her. What Katie did when she thought no one was looking. Yvette knew what she had to do. She held up a crucifix, recited the Lord's Prayer backwards, drew a pentacle, ate a garlic butty, and disappeared up her own bustle.
There was an horrific flash.
Igor, don't do this!
Sorry.
Unbeknownst to the monster, Uncle Dracula's National Health Hampsteads had struck a spark on the stone floor, set fire to the mummy, and the whole of Barbara Castle burned down.
So ended the infamous reign of Count Backwards and his family. But they do say, if you dare to walk the forests of Transylvestia on the night of the full moon, you might get lucky with a dull peasant.
Hello, darling. Want to come into the bushes?
Get off!
Good night, Phoebe.
Good night, Phoebe.
Clark!
Think of.
Hi, Amara, Chief. Hello, Chief, with Barry Cryer, Tim Brooksailor, and John Junkin. Music by the Tennessee Trio, script by John Duncan and Barry Cryer, the program produced by Bob Holloway Rogers.
Tiddly.
And you. Come on, buy us a drink.